something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, What is the Gospel of Jesus Christ?
Hallelujah.
The Gospel of Jesus Christ. What is it? What is it about? What is the Gospel? What is it? Why do we preach the Gospel? What is the Gospel? Now, if I can have the other mic. What is the Gospel? What is it about? Why do we preach? I want to tell you what the Gospel is about and why it is so important. The Gospel is about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Who he is and what he came to do. You know, some people only have heard about gospel. That term to them means the writings in the Bible by Peter, by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Four books in the Bible. So when you say gospel, that's what they think about. They think about the writings of these ministers that I just mentioned. Apostles of Christ, ministers of Christ. So they say that's the gospel. Well, gospel really means good news. But what does it mean? What is it about? It's about Jesus Christ, who Jesus is, and what he came to do. That's on the one part. The second part about the gospel is, it's about man. That's you. Your origin, your purpose, and destiny. In other words, where you came from. Why are you here in this world? And what is your future? This is what the gospel of Jesus Christ is about. If this is true, then it becomes so important that we know about it and understand it. Remember what I said? It's about Jesus Christ, who he is, and what he came to do. And about you, your origin, your purpose, and your destiny. Did you know that that's what this Bible is about? The Christian Bible. That's what it's about. The whole Bible focuses on Jesus Christ from the beginning of it to the end of it. It's all about who Jesus is and his mission. The most extraordinary thing about Jesus is who he is. according to the Bible, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, one of the most important messages that I preach around the world is who Jesus is. Because the world needs to know who Jesus really is. Some think he was a prophet, but he was more than a prophet. Some think that he was a healer, he was more than a healer. Some think he was a good man, he was more than a good man. Great teacher, he was more than that. He was the Son of God. Now, what is the meaning of Son of God? The more I preach this and teach to even Christians, the more I see why they need to know it. And not just know it like a theoretical thing, but in your everyday consciousness, who Jesus really is. When we say Jesus Christ is the Son of God, it means Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. Meaning that when he came to this world, he was God in a human body. You say, is that true? That's exactly what the Bible says. Did you know that that's why he was crucified? He was crucified for declaring that that's what he was. They killed him for saying that he was the Son of God. God in human flesh. That's what they killed him for. But he was right. Now, you know, the other day, somebody was not too happy to hear that we said that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and the Son of God meant God in the flesh. So he said, no, that cannot be. He said, otherwise, it would mean that even Adam was God in the flesh. Why? He said, because the Bible says that Adam was the Son of God. And he went on to explain all of that. Anyway, now, for many of you, I think I should give you the information from the Bible so that you can reply those who don't understand things like this and they get confused. Let me show you what he was reading. Can you go to St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 3? Begin reading from verse 22. Now, a fairly long portion, but just follow. This is interesting. So a little bit of an exercise. You really have to be ready for this, okay? Get ready for this. So from verse 22, it says, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, that's upon Jesus, and a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. Okay, let's move on. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age. Now, that's very interesting. Just by the way, it says Jesus began to be about 30 years of age. What does that mean? That would be he just started to be 30 years old. That cannot be 33, 32, even 31. You cannot approximate his age beyond 30 in this circumstance. Is that correct? Because it says he began to be about 30 years old. That's important. Anyway, look at it. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being as was supposed the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli. Let's go on. I want you to observe carefully. Yeah, which was the son of Mattat, which was the son of Levi or Levi, which was the son of Melchi, which was the son of Janna, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Mattathias, which was the son of Amos, which was the son of Naam, which was the son of Esli, which was the son. So this, which was the son of, which was the son of, which was the son of, continues to the end of the chapter. All right, now let's go straight to the end of the chapter. Last verse of the chapter. It goes on in the same vein, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. Have you seen it now? So here they say, okay, if Jesus being the Son of God meant God in the flesh, the Bible says Adam was the Son of God. Does that therefore mean that Adam was also God in the flesh?
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
As we approach the close of this glorious year of completeness, the Spirit of God is changing the world through prayer.
You know, nothing as good as praying, because you see, when you pray, you move heavenly powers. Angels respond, demons tremble. Our prayers are not empty, not empty.
It's that sacred moment again, when billions of Christians unite in one spirit, one voice, and one purpose. Get ready for the Global Day of Prayer with Pastor Chris. A 24-hour prayer marathon, transforming lives, shaping nations, and releasing the power of the Holy Ghost across the earth. Join Pastor Chris and Christians from every continent on this station as we lift our voices in passionate intercession, declaring peace, healing, and salvation to the nations of the world.
And you know, our praying is not a religious ritual or obligation. It's much more than that. It's based on a relationship. It's a living relationship with a living God who called us to prayer with the intent of answering.
Date, Friday 28th to Saturday, November 29th, 2025. Time, 6 p.m. GMT plus one. Join us live right here on this station. Or connect online via www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctins.org. Don't miss this global move of the Spirit. Be a part of it. Invite your family, your friends, and your world. Together, we are praying without ceasing, impacting without limits.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-9274 or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.